This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Hour two on this Thursday, basketball making news during football season. Milwaukee trades for Dame Lillard. You got to attach grades and who won and who lost. Chris Mannix will join us coming up in a little bit. Tonight, the Lions are favored at Lambeau by 1.5. It's been quite some time, back to 1986, when the Lions were favored at Lambeau, when the Packers were playing their starting quarterback, their regular quarterback. Not through the Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre era. I think you have to go back to Lynn Dickey, or maybe Don Majkowski. Remember Magic Man?
Quick run.
Yeah, but that was good. There was a Lynn Sanity feel with Magic Man. Number 7, Don Majkowski. All right. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Poll question from hour one, and what are we going with hour two, Seton?
Well, I think hour two, Dan, we might go with a listener-suggested poll question, okay. If you think it's fun.
Okay.
Only if you think it's fun. Right. Would you rather live in Miami or Milwaukee? Right now, interesting results. It's a lot closer than you think. 54% of the audience would rather live in Miami.
Okay.
So that means a solid 46% are going to Milwaukee.
Yeah. Well, I have Midwest roots, and I'd rather be in Milwaukee. I'd like to visit Miami.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. What do we have for hour two?
Hour two, this could be fun. Most likely outcome, this is from Dale in Indiana. All right. Most likely outcome of the Taylor Swift-Travis Kelce relationship. Wedding bells, matching tattoos, a new breakup song, or a Kelce jersey burning.
Ooh. Yikes.
What is the most likely outcome of that? This feels sort of Todd Fritzian.
Yeah, but Taylor's not going to get a tattoo.
Why not?
She doesn't have any.
Okay, she's in love. Love makes you do crazy things.
No, she's been in love before.
Yeah, and she's done crazy things.
Yeah, but she's not getting a tattoo.
You don't think? No. Okay, so you don't have to vote on
you
that.
You do not get a tattoo of your significant other unless you know you're going to be in for the long haul.
Well, that's the way you do things. That's not the way other irrational people do things.
Yeah, hey, I met this girl, man, and got a tattoo. Wait, how long you known her? 7 days?
Yeah.
All right, that's good enough.
Sounds about right.
I think I waited 34 years before I got my wife's name tattooed. I figured, okay, after 34 years, we're probably going to be together forever.
You think you're going to stick it out?
I guess. I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul.
I used to do this thing with my single buddies. They meet a girl, and like 4 weeks later, like, she could be the one. I'm like, cool. I'm like, what's her middle name? They're like, I'm like, you're thinking about ring shopping? You don't know her middle name?
Yeah, who cares about that?
Yeah. This Saturday, don't miss out on the battle in the Big Ten West. It's the Purdue Boilermakers against the Fighting Illini. Big Ten Saturday. You can stream all the action. That'll be in Illinois. That'll be at 3 Eastern, exclusively on Peacock, which is where you can find this program. We say good morning to those watching and our radio affiliates around the country. Get some phone calls in here. We analyzed the trade from all angles. A lot of people are going to be looking at this from the Milwaukee perspective. And I get that because Dame ends up in Milwaukee, what it means for Giannis. DraftKings has them as the leading odds as far as to win the title. They got the best odds to win the title right now. They were, I think, had 6th best odds before the trade. Now they get Dame Lillard. It's still an older roster, and you got, you know, a new coach. Phoenix, I think, quietly did really well because they were top heavy, and I wondered, can you keep everybody healthy? And if you don't, do you have some depth there? How many players are still with the Phoenix Suns who were there when they went to the NBA Finals? I'm going to guess Devin Booker is the only player who's still there. And that was only a couple of years ago. They have completely turned over the roster. And I think adding some depth, they got rid of DeAndre Ayton. As far as Portland, you weren't going to get a lot. You know, you got Jrue Holiday and DeAndre. I mean, it's you weren't going to get, you know, dollar for dollar, as I said, first hour. But is it, you know, can you do something with him? You know, they didn't want, from what I was told, a Miami Heat source said that Tyler Hero, they were not interested in Tyler Hero. They didn't want the contract, and his skill set is similar to some of their younger players that they have. They needed to add something that was different. You got DeAndre Ayton. All right. I mean, he can put up nice numbers. Here's the problem. Now the pressure, he didn't do well in Phoenix. And now the pressure of, hey, we lost Dame and we got you, and the pressure that's going to be on him. Does he respond to that? Can he respond to that? He was the number one overall pick. But if he gives you 19-8, that's not good enough. You're waiting for that. Okay, let's go. You were taken in front of Luka and Trey. Let's go. Yeah, Paulie.
Do you think that the Phoenix Suns wanted to move on from Ayton because he's just a reminder of what he didn't turn out to be? He's averaging 19-10. You want guys who average 19-10 on your roster, but not when you thought he was going to be a star. And it appears his stats are the exact same as his rookie year, almost exact. Nothing's changed.
Yeah, I don't know if he's gotten better.
No, he's the exact same player. I bet you out there in Phoenix, they're like, let's just try something else. We could find a 15-10 guy, you know, and where he doesn't need the ball.
It just felt like he was pouting. And now you got all of those stars, and, you know, he's not going to get his touches. And I, you know, in Portland, here's your fresh start. Now make something of that. But if you're Dame, now you get a chance. Now you're going to play in big games. Now you're going to be seen every night. You know, East Coast, you know, time zone, you're going to be seen. As opposed to, you know, we'd come in after a night game and somebody would say, oh, you know, Dame went off last night. Now you get America seeing you playing every night, playing in big games, and playing with the guy who wanted you there. Go back to the All-Star game when it was LeBron and Giannis and they were picking their teams, and Giannis had the first pick of anybody, and he took Dame. And you can see LeBron's reaction. You know, LeBron has openly flirted with Steph Curry, but here's LeBron going, what about loyalty? You're always talking about loyalty. You don't even take Jrue Holiday. And then LeBron's like, all right, I know what you're doing here. LeBron knew it back then at the All-Star game. Like, I see what you're doing.
He was genuinely surprised.
Yes, he was.
You could tell his reaction was like, oh, damn, I didn't, what? Hold on.
Oh, man. But basketball gets the headlines, at least for, you know, good 18 hours or so. Football coming up tonight and a standalone game, and everybody's going to have an opinion on Jordan Love, and everybody's going to have an opinion on Jared Goff tomorrow. Guaranteed. And if Dame could somehow get to the game tonight, have his Jordan Love jersey on, it'd be great. Yeah, Marv.
Wait, does he have a personalized Green Bay Packers jersey?
I'd make one.
Number zero, put Lillard on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he walks out. Maybe he introduces.
Ooh, okay. It'd be great if it was just something. I love when it's subtle. Like it's, wait, who's that? And then somebody just, when somebody walks on stage at a concert, and you're going, whoa, I didn't know he was supposed to be here. And all of a sudden they start singing. You're like, all right. Maybe you could go Dame with his jersey and a cheese head. And Lambeau Leap. Who's a producer?
Ooh.
Yeah. Just need to get Dame at Lambeau there. It's like Taylor Swift, that there the rumor that she was going to show up in Kansas City created this frenzy. And now, Sunday night, you know, they're planning on her. She might show up. Now, all of a sudden, you know, this is going to be a thing. Yes, Todd.
Instead of just taking a shot of Dame in a Packer jersey, like in a suite, what if, you know, no one, they're able to hide him and he comes out for the coin flip and they go crazy as he comes out from the sideline onto midfield?
I think it'd be great.
And that's the first time everyone sees that he's there.
Sure. Yeah, Mar.
This is going to be very much Aaron Rodgers at the Knicks game. Remember, we talked about that. We were like, man, how good would it be if he came there and if they put Damian Lillard on the Jumbotron and all he does is point to his watch, the place will go crazy.
Yeah. I mean, the only problem is you got to get Dame there at the game.
How far is what's the closest airport?
You can fly into Milwaukee. You can fly into Lambeau.
Oh, they got Green Bay's got a nice private.
Yeah, tent. I've stayed at the hotel there at the airport. Yeah, you can go right there. Lovely accommodations at that hotel. I've been in some places in my career.
What's the most obscure, middle of nowhere felt place you ever been? Hardest to get to, maybe. I've heard, I haven't gone to a game in Manhattan, Kansas, but Kansas City.
Well, I went to Kansas basketball.
Okay.
I went to a game there. I wanted to go to Fall Gallen Fieldhouse. I wanted to watch a game there. And the game I went to, Jason Kidd was playing at Cal, and I went to that game. But I don't remember, like when you're young, you don't go, boy, this is a pain. It's when you get older and you've done it and you go, oh, gosh, I got to connect. And then I got to go here, and then I got to drive 2 hours. When you're young, you don't care. I'm like, yeah, all right, it'll be fine. Yes, Todd.
What hotel lobby or hotel room did you walk into and you immediately said, I guess I'm not the big deal I thought I was. What is this place that I'm staying at?
You know, when I was at ESPN, they were cheap. You know, you didn't get to stay in the best. You know, how about this? They were frugal. They were cost conscious.
Economical.
Yes.
You can't just throw so much money around to everybody.
I mean, I've been in places where the door on the mini fridge is off. It was off. And then I said, I don't think I could keep something cold in here because the door is off. They go, it's off. Well, what did you do to it? I go, I just got in my room. There's no door on the mini fridge. I remember a
diva.
I remember a comforter that had stains on it.
Oh, no.
Blue light. You didn't blue light it.
I didn't blue light it.
That's the worst. Yes. That is the absolute worst.
And then I went to see the maid. No. I'm looking for down the hall, and I go, I need a new comforter. And then she goes, did you just get here? And I go, yeah. And then she came in, looked at the comforter, and she goes, what did you do to this? And I go, I just got here. She goes, well, you put your luggage down. I go, not to create those stains that are on my comforter. Yes, Todd.
Bed bugs, free of charge. Come on in. I get a little breakfast with my bed bug? No.
Yeah.
That's gross.
But when you get that, you know, when I went to NBC and all of a sudden you're staying at nice places and you're like, oh, okay, I like this. I remember one time I was covering the NBA finals and we landed in Salt Lake and I came in and Jim Gray was the sideline reporter for NBC and I'm working for ESPN and Jim comes in getting his bags and he had a driver who came in and got his luggage and then took it outside. And, you know, I'm schlepping mine to get on a bus to go, you know, downtown. And so, yeah, I'll stop your whining. Okay, I will. I'm over it. NBC treated you just a little better.
Just a smidge.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yes, Paul.
We did a college football game once years ago at ESPN before I was working here on the show. And Mel Kiper and all people like that were this. And about six of us were in Tallahassee, Florida. And we're heading to the hotel. And it was a motel with the doors on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a,
wow.
Which I was young. I'm like, I'll stay anywhere. But there was a shooting in the parking lot. And there was like chalk outlines and police there. Mel Kiper goes, let's turn around. And we were like, we found another place to go. But there's an actual shooting in the parking lot.
A motel.
Motel.
Yeah. Isn't there a motel across from the Lowe's in Santa Monica? Is it? And then there's a restaurant, Shea Louis. Does that sound right?
It's a nice motel. It's one of those open air where the doors, you knock on the doors.
But they did the Billy Bob Thornton series. He stayed in that motel. His character did.
Oh, because that place that it's based on is like right around the corner, isn't it?
It's right. The bar is right there.
The bar is right there. Yeah.
And it's really dark in there. Went in there and had a couple of drinks. I think Sinatra used to go in. It has a great history. And I'm not sure what the name of it is. Hopefully I got it right. But that motel is right there. I didn't stay in the motel. But when I saw the Billy Bob Thornton, well, Goliath is the name of the show. And I saw that and I go, oh, damn, that's right across the street from, I think, the Lowe's Hotel. Yeah, Todd.
Just weird when it says like free, you know, hourly rates or free HBO or color TV in every room. It's like, oh, that's
what
they're
selling? Stayed in a heart-shaped tub hotel room?
I've not. No.
Well, you haven't lived.
I definitely have not lived. I'd like to do that.
I did in the Poconos. Yeah, did in the Poconos.
Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge or somewhere?
Yeah, see.
I haven't stayed in a place like that, but in the town I grew up in, there was a place that had like themed rooms. There was like one was like a jungle, and the other was like an aquarium or something, and that was always a hot topic.
I always thought that ESPN should have bought the hotel right across the street.
Yeah,
and you would have had the Dick Vitale suite, you know, the Bristol Radisson, like the Chris Berman. Yeah. Yeah, like your alarm goes off and it's Dickie V. It's time to get up, baby. Yeah. Boomer going, it's time to get up.
I love that idea.
Booyah, Scott. Booyah. Mm. Yeah, the booyah room. I thought that they should have just made it like an ESPN like tour shrine. Yeah. And nobody. I did tell that to management. I go, why didn't you buy it? You know, no, we're not in the business of buying a hotel.
Hit the bell for the bellhop. Look at that. How cool is that?
Yeah, but people come over there for lake compounds. You had the amusement park. You could stay at the ESPN hotel. Yes. Yeah, Paul.
Now the wake-up call will be, you are getting up with Aaron Rodgers. Like, what the hell?
Next.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Or Stephen A. Stephen A will wake you up now. Or Mad Dog Russo. Want to take a break? Chris Mannix will give us his thoughts on the trade, and does he agree the Milwaukee Bucks are the team to beat next year? Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Full Sail University, year 5, Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Amazing. We started out, handful of students. I'm forever indebted to those 5 students and their families because they took a chance. All 5 got jobs in the business. Still working in the business, and here we are, over 350 students 5 years later. They're in big markets, small markets. You get practical experience, hands-on experience. When you graduate, we want you ready for a job. Full Sail University, your bachelor's degree is in sportscasting, and you're going to earn that in about half the time, as short as 20 months, and you can do it online or Full Sail's beautiful campus in Orlando, Florida. If you want to do this for a living, whether it's in front of the camera, behind the camera, we don't have classes where you can learn how to become a Danette, but, you know, maybe we should. Maybe we should. Learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. I'm cringing. During the commercial break on radio, if you're watching on Peacock, it's the moment when I'm critiquing Ray Allen's shooting form. He should have smacked me. But he had the ball resting on the palm of his hand, and I was always taught that you should always have a little daylight underneath the ball and your hand. And I said to him, you know, I got a problem with that. He's one of the greatest shooters ever. But I stand by it, you know. You shoot with your fingertips, not the palm of your hand. Yes, Paul?
To be fair, Ray Allen's only like the third or fourth best shooter in the history of the earth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's not like number one.
Yes. Like, I wouldn't critique Steph Curry.
There's room for improvement.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the point is he would have been a better shooter if he had known about that space.
Yeah.
Poor Ray waking up every morning going, what could have been?
Yeah.
I was this close to being great. What happened?
Why didn't I call Dan?
Yeah. Could have helped him. Ugh. Free of charge. Chris Mannix joining us, Sports Illustrated senior basketball writer. All right. How did they pull this off and nobody knew what was going on with the Trailblazers and the Bucks?
Well, the reality, Dan, is Milwaukee wasn't really engaged with Portland until the last week to 2 weeks. You know, the Bucks, they won 58 games last year. They felt pretty comfortable after the season, kind of nibbling around the fringes. But as the offseason developed, we saw Giannis Antetokounmpo pretty pointedly note that if this team doesn't do more to improve or doesn't put itself in position to be a championship contender for years to come, he was going to look elsewhere. And I think that really activated the Milwaukee Bucks front office. They had a piece that was interesting in Jrue Holiday, who Portland doesn't necessarily want, but can certainly flip for other assets over the next couple of weeks and months. And they had another team in Phoenix that wanted to get in on the mix to build out some of its depth. So this was not a case where Milwaukee was talking to Portland all off season long. They just got really interested in this mix over the last 2 weeks and were able to put it together.
Do you think Giannis, if they didn't make this move, was not going to sign that new contract with Milwaukee?
He most certainly wasn't going to sign the three-year, $169 million extension he's eligible for right now. He's eligible to sign that deal up until October 23rd, and nobody believed he was going to sign that. He was going to see how this season played out and go into next offseason where he would have 1 year left on his deal and be eligible to sign, I believe, a four-year, $250-plus million contract. So he was not going to sign the deal right now. He may still not sign that extension right now, but he and his team certainly have something to think about over the next 3 weeks. I mean, Giannis, as you know at this point, is an unabashed fan of Damian Lillard. Drafted him first at the All-Star game during the draft. So there's no doubt that Giannis wants to play with Damian Lillard. This is not a situation where Lillard is a rental. Lillard's around for at least the next 3 years, probably four, because that's a player option at the back end of that deal worth more than $60 million. So this is a guy Giannis can tie himself to with a long-term contract. And I think there'll be serious consideration given by Giannis and his camp to sign that extension now.
Anybody heard from Dame Lillard? He had his sights set on Miami, and now you end up in Milwaukee?
I mean, just that he's, you know, his own tweet was excited to be a Buck, excited for the next chapter. Look, Damian Lillard wanted to play and live and operate out of Miami. There's no question about that. He liked the idea, certainly, of living in Miami, living on South Beach. But most important to Damian Lillard, this stage of his career, is winning. If the Portland Trailblazers had a team that could compete for a championship, Damian Lillard would stay there. He would have no problem living in Portland for the rest of his playing career. Miami was Miami, but it also had a team that was coming off a finals appearance. It had ruthless competitors in Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, and it had arguably the best coach in the NBA. So Damian Lillard saw that situation, said, I want to play there as much as I want to live there. He certainly doesn't want to live in Milwaukee as badly as he wanted to live in Miami. Yeah. But the Bucks give Lillard probably a better chance to win multiple championships over the next 4 years than Miami did. Jimmy Butler, as great as he is 34 years old. The Bucks don't, or the Heat don't have a lot of talent right now down there around him. The Bucks, Giannis is 28, Chris Middleton in his early 30s. They've still got the ageless Brooke Lopez on that roster. I mean, that team is built to win championships. And I promise you, that is the most important thing to Damian Lillard.
I felt like Miami was almost at a disadvantage because Dame wanted to go to Miami, and therefore Miami probably was not giving a great offer or one that would get Portland's attention. How did Miami, for lack of a better description, screw this up?
Well, they didn't go all in for Lillard. And the reasons for that, you know, could be multitude. You know, maybe they didn't believe that, you know, Lillard at 33 years old with $200 million left on his deal warranted them to go all in. Maybe they wanted to keep some of their powder dry in case a player like Giannis or a player like Joel Embiid became available over the next year, 2 years. Miami is always in star hunting mode. I think, look, the Heat believe that they were the only game in town. And the reality is, for a while, they were right. As I mentioned, the Bucks were not in this mix for the better part of this offseason. The Raptors, another team mentioned, they were not in this mix for the better part of this offseason. For a while, the Heat were operating from a position of strength. Where the Heat got it wrong, and where I think majority of Heat Twitter and some members of Heat media got it wrong, is that they just couldn't conceive the idea that Joe Cronin wouldn't do a deal that would satisfy Damian Lillard. There was a belief almost that Cronin and the Blazers should feel lucky to get some combination of Tyler Hero and a couple of first-round picks. The Blazers never operated that way. They didn't want Tyler Hero. They believed they could do better than Tyler Hero and a couple of first-round picks or three first-round picks, whatever it may be. And whatever you want to feel about DeAndre Ayton, the guy's a 25-year-old, 18-point, 10-rebound-per-game scorer as a third option on a team last year. This guy's got room to grow. So I think where the Heat got it wrong was that they believed they were going to be the only game in town leading into training camp, and that just did not turn out to be the case.
Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated, senior basketball writer. I like what Phoenix did. You know, they got rid of DeAndre Ayton from the standpoint of maybe he was not going to be happy. Now, you know, he's even further down on the totem pole with Bradley Beal there. And they added some depth there. Are they the team to beat out West now?
Well, we have to see how it all comes together, right? I mean, we get really excited about these super teams, and sometimes they work out, and sometimes they're like the 2012 Los Angeles Lakers. Sometimes it just, you never know how it's all going to come together. But even though on paper, I don't like the Ayton deal because Ayton's a really talented guy, and I would have loved to have seen what Frank Vogel could do with him. Frank Vogel's got a rich history of reviving centers. He did it with Roy Hibbert in Indiana. He got the most out of Dwight Howard during his season in Los Angeles. So Frank Vogel, I think, would have maximized the talent of DeAndre. But I get the deal, right? Like, they needed NBA players, credible NBA players, to be part of that rotation. Grayson Allen, he's certainly one of them. He gives them a 40% three-point shooter to play off all those guys. Nasir Little, I think, is a good player. Yusuf Nurkic, certainly not the player DeAndre Ayton is, but a serviceable guy to play in the middle, and someone that's really used to setting, you know, crunching screens for players, as he'll be asked to do in Phoenix. So I get it from Phoenix's perspective. I do think they got deeper. Whether they got better, we'll see. But they prioritize depth in this deal over maximizing the top-end talent.
Who do you put as the team to beat this year, right now?
It's Milwaukee. Okay. It's got to be. I mean, look, the reason the Bucks have bowed out of the playoffs over the last couple of years, whenever they've gotten in trouble in the playoffs, it's almost always been half-court offense. I mean, for all of Jrue Holiday's marvelous talents, he is not an especially efficient half-court offensive player. Damian Lillard solves that problem. He is a cure-all for that problem. He's going to step into that lineup and have one of the most devastating two-man games with Giannis Antetokounmpo that we're going to see in the NBA next season. Now, people can say, yeah, they lose something defensively, and they sure do. I mean, they're not going to be a top-five defensive team again, but they still have Giannis and Lopez on that back line to clean up a lot of their mistakes. So I think they'll be okay or good enough defensively, and they're going to be positively dynamic offensively. They've still got some depth there with Jay Crowder. Pat Connaughton is in that mix. Marjan Beauchamp is still there. And they'll be in the mix to sign guys after the trade deadline this year. I just think they're not only the favorite right now to win the East, they're the favorite to win the whole thing.
Good to talk to you, Chris, as always. Glad you're fired up here talking basketball during football season.
You got it, Dan.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Mannix, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. I love it. You know, get a storyline here, some basketball during football season. Get some phone calls here, 877-3DP-SHOW. Nick in L.A. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind?
As always, glad you're fired up.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you doing there?
Turn down your radio.
Turn it down.
Okay.
I turned it down. Hey, so I just want to tell you, I used to live in Santa Monica on a little walk street called Seaview Terrace, and across from my triplex was the Seaview Motel.
Yeah.
That's the motel you're talking about. Right next to the Marriott, which was right next to the Lowe's. And across the street is Shea J. That's the name of the bar.
Shea J. Oh, damn. All right. Thank you, Nick. Yeah, I'd love that area. But I didn't stay at the motel. I'd usually stay at the Lowe's there, Santa Monica. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, a little bit of push back there on my man Brad Holmes. You're talking about my team. Now, as a Detroiter, it's a couple of things. First of all, what up, though? That's what you say when you meet somebody. Number two, if you know you're the man, you don't have to say you're the man. You know what I'm saying? Number three, don't nobody want Colin Kaepernick. Brad Holmes has done a great job of putting the right people in the right spots, regardless of color, race, or whatever. That should have nothing to do with it. Now, Colin Kaepernick did get hosed, but when you ask somebody in Detroit about him not getting a shot, the first thing they say, what is he doing now? He's 7 years out the league. On top of that, if Cam Newton is out the league, what do you think is he's going to do on the football field? Mm-hmm. Now, I want to get to tonight's matchup. What are you thinking, Detroit Lions and a victory?
I can tell you what you want to hear, but I'm on the Jordan Love bandwagon here. Just I think I hope he succeeds. I do. Are the Lions a better team? Yeah, they're favored tonight. But until you know, I see otherwise. You know, Jordan Love is doing okay. And that's what I said when we started the season. That, you know, they wanted to move on from Rodgers the year before. I think they know what they have in Jordan Love. And while he didn't look good in the first three quarters against the Saints, he had an unbelievable fourth quarter. And if you're able to do that, I mean, that's what you want. I need you to produce when you need to produce. He didn't in the first three quarters. The last one, he did. He's had four career starts. Give him a little bit of time there. I do like the roster. I think they're better than what people think, that you lose Aaron Rodgers and all of a sudden the team goes to the cellar. I just don't believe that. And maybe they're not, you know, a very good team. But for me, I think they can win the division. Val in Texas. Hi, Val. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Yeah, I've got a couple of lovable teams I was going to mention. First of all, there's a lovable group of misfits that I'm still hoping will win a sports Emmy. And then also, as a long-suffering fan of Crappensburg State, you know, it's been a long time since we really wrecked them. I also, when it comes to Pauly, I'm kind of worried, and I'm wondering, is there a way that we can have food delivered on Meat Friday? Because I don't want to see him go hungry, or could we get maybe Sarah McLachlan to do a commercial to raise money for him or something?
Wow, thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah. Paul's little sad face.
Yeah, I know.
It's sitting in his little thing.
Yeah.
Looking at the meat.
Yeah. But you guys get to eat tomorrow, but then the following week, depending on whose team loses, then you don't get to take part in Meat Friday. But there is an asterisk. Thursday's game next week is the Bears playing. They could get a win, and then Paulie could get an injunction.
It's like a hall pass.
And he would be able to have Meat Friday next week. Yeah,
I don't mind that loophole.
No,
well, I don't. It's you know what? It's good timing. It's luck. It's a lot of different things.
But the great thing is that your team has to win before you can have Meat Friday again. I love it. And you have to watch us. You don't get a plate to go. There's none of that. You know, Kings Hawaiian reached out and they're like, man, we feel bad that there's going to be a loser in this. I go, no, it's content. They would go, well, could we whip up something for the loser? I go, no. No, they're losers.
What are you doing?
They don't get anything.
It flies to Hawaii.
Yes. Yes, Marv.
What if one of the teams goes winless? Does this go into the offseason?
Yes. Yes.
For real?
Yes. Yes.
Dang.
If the Bears or Broncos go winless this year, then you have to wait until the following NFL season. And then you have to wait until your team wins a game. Not preseason. You have to win.
What if they win the offseason?
No.
You know how like teams like, yeah, you know who won the offseason?
Yeah, they won the offseason.
How about that win?
Actually, the Bears did win the offseason.
Oh, we crushed the offseason.
They traded the number one pick. They invested in Justin Fields. Everybody was in love with him for an MVP.
All this money they have to spend. It's amazing.
They got a number one receiver there. Now you're ready to go. They got money to spend. They won the offseason. Yeah, Paul.
In theory, the Bears have some winnable games. They face the Panthers later this season. They got the Cardinals.
What's the game next Thursday?
Commanders. At Commanders.
Ooh,
tough place to play.
Man.
Then they have the Vikings on October 15th, which is a must-win for the Vikings, as we say.
A must-win game.
Completely must-win. Then the Raiders. Beatable.
What about the Broncos? If Broncos lose at home to the Bears, then when can the Broncos maybe get a win, Todd?
I am checking this guy. I used to memorize their schedule, but now I'm like...
They have a Thursday night game on the 12th. They have games Sunday the 1st, Sunday the 8th, and then Thursday the 12th.
Yeah, after the Bears game, we host the Jets. We're at the Chiefs.
Okay, there's your win.
Jets?
Yeah.
Why is everyone so convinced the Bears are losing to the Broncos this Sunday?
Oh, I'm not.
It seems like most people are already feeling sorry for Paul. Like it's like a done deal that Denver is going to win this game in Chicago.
No, that's why I said, hey, you know what? If you lose this weekend, then you have the Jets. But it could be a tie. Yes, yes.
I think people are reacting to this bet for Paul because Meat Friday is so much more important to him than it probably is to you, Todd. I mean, you enjoy your plate of food. There's no doubt about that. But for Paul, this is like it's like a religious holiday every week.
Yeah, but have you seen Fritzy on Meat Friday? It's like his final meal.
It is. Yes.
I will put as much as I can on that plate.
You do. You pile on there.
He does it. Todd has such an odd relationship with food where Paul is just truly in love.
Yes,
right.
He appreciates the start to finish, the spices. you know, parsley, you know, garnished
it's
with.
So important. Oh, yeah. It's so important.
It's a priority when you're traveling. I don't even like fasting for the 8 hours I'm asleep at night. That's the longest I go without eating.
Marvin.
Yeah, the plating also. He's like, man,
yes,
for sure.
Yes. Yes, Todd.
If Denver wasn't to beat the Bears and wasn't to beat the Jets, which is possible, they would have to play the Chiefs, Packers, and Bills in the coming weeks beyond that, which is a little – actually, the Chiefs twice. Chiefs, Packers, Chiefs again, Bills in the next 4 weeks after Bears, Jets.
And a bye week doesn't help you. That just means you didn't win, you didn't play. I can't help you there.
Not good.
God, I'm hoping one of you guys loses like five in a row. It'd be awesome.
I could tell.
It'd be great just to see Paulie out there.
I gotta admit, you're rooting for Paul to lose. You really want the Bears to go on a streak right here.
Yeah.
I could tell.
Because, which is funny because Bears fans would agree with this because at this point you want Caleb Williams.
Okay, would you rather have Meat Friday or Caleb Williams? Paul, you specifically, not Bears fans.
Wait, we'll have that after the break here.
Stay in your car.
We'll get to more phone calls coming up, and we'll talk to Chris Sims, Football Night in America. He'll get us ready for the Lions and the Packers. Take a break back after this. Keeper's Heart, if you haven't tried it, you should. Go to your favorite spirits store and ask for it. Keeper's Heart. Yeah, you hear it on the Dan Patrick Show. It's something new, unique style of whiskey that brings together the best of Irish and American whiskeys. And you have one of the best distillers, probably one of the five best distillers in the world, Brian Nation. He left Ireland's most famous whiskey company because he believed in Keeper's Heart, made here in the United States. It's like an athlete at the top of his game, leaving a world championship team to join an underdog. Keeper's Heart combines the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys and delivering a unique taste experience worthy of the record books. In fact, that's where you'll find Keeper's Heart, the world's best Irish whiskey. Just name that in the Tasting Alliance with their 10-year single malt. Ask for it. If you're a whiskey fan, try it. Enjoy $10 off your whiskey purchase at keepersheartwhiskey.com. keepersheartwhiskey.com. Make sure you use the promo code DAN2023. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. All right. The pressing question that probably kept you in your car. I was talking to Paulie about the Bears. Oh, let me explain the bet that we have coming up this weekend. It's the Bears and the Broncos. Paulie, a Bears fan. Fritzy loves the Broncos. Someone has to win. But we're anxious for the loser, because the loser doesn't get to take part in Meet Friday until his team wins. And I just said to Paulie, what if the Bears kept losing, you could get Caleb Williams, and that meant you didn't have Meet Friday until next September. And then you'd have to win a game. But you would get Caleb Williams as your quarterback, but you don't win a game, and you don't get to take part in Meet Friday the football season, and then in the offseason all summer long. Would you take Caleb Williams, or you want your Meet Friday?
Let me take a second to tell you where my head is on this answer.
Okay.
As a Bear fan, and I think I speak for a lot of Bear fans, I feel like a guy who's been married three times and had terrible divorces, and you're asking, would you want to get married again? No, it's like tainted. The idea of drafting another quarterback in the top five as a Bears fan is like, well, what are we going to do to this guy? How are we going to screw this guy up? Because I don't know if it's the Bears or Mitch Trubisky or the Bears or Justin Fields or the Bears or Kate McDowell. I almost feel, as a Bears fan, like, man, I don't want to do that to Caleb Williams. What did he do? He just wants to have a good career and play for a franchise that's going to support him. So it's almost like you've been beaten down as a Bears fan to where you're like, it doesn't matter if it's Caleb Williams or Drake May or blank blank. It's probably not going to work out. That said, he's one of the great prospects, supposedly, in the past.
What is your answer, Paulie? People waiting in their cars.
No, I'm not giving up Meet Friday. Meet's more important to me than the Bears.
Wise choice.
And it's close. Meat's been there for me longer.
Okay.
It always comes through for me.
Dylan, our graphics guy, takes part in the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast, and we'll be recording that after today's show. That'll be Shea and Irving, Bad Larry, and Dylan joining us now. He's back there with the big German, and he is coming out to give us more wisdom. Wisdom like he gave us last week when he said Denver would win outright in Miami, and it was close.
Very close, actually. It was for about 3 minutes.
Yeah. And not even that. I think Tyreek Hill scored a touchdown with 2 minutes into the game.
Well, they got it to like 14-7. I was like, all right. Yeah. And then the
wheels could go anyway, either way.
Came right off.
What kind of reaction did you get on social media?
Honestly, I think that was such a bad beatdown. People just felt bad. There was not a lot.
Oh.
Not a lot of buzz this time.
So nobody called you an idiot?
They probably did. Not that I saw, though.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't read comments, Dan.
Oh, you don't?
I'm above that now.
Oh, you are?
I have people that read comments for me.
I don't read all six comments.
You have your girlfriend do it for you?
Yeah. And she'll say that stuff anyways. So yeah. It's like water under the bridge, you know?
You'll be
actually
like,
worse.
Yeah, I'd be like, read me the comments. You're an idiot. Wait, did they say that? No, that's how I feel about you. You're an idiot.
Every comment's an idiot.
Do you have a bet on the Bears and Broncos?
So I do. Obviously, this is a spicy one for the show this
week.
Yes,
yeah.
Public is very heavy on the Broncos.
Okay.
To cover the spread.
All right.
But obviously, this is about winning outright.
This is winning outright.
So I'm going to take the Bears plus the points and to win outright.
Paulie feels worse now.
Way worse.
And,
yes.
And a little sprinkle on the game. We've talked it into existence, I think.
Okay.
A little sprinkle on the game to end in a tie.
Okay.
At 80-1.
Okay, so you're betting 80-1 on a tie.
Yeah, and, just a little sprinkle.
And you're taking the Bears and the three?
3.5.
3.5?
Plus 3.5.
Okay, hook.
Yeah.
Three in the hook.
And I'm actually parlaying that with, I have a sort of a vendetta parlay for all the people that wronged me last week. So that Dolphins Bills under 54. I mean, the Dolphins scored 70 points last week.
Okay.
Jets plus 10 against the Chiefs. It's 9.5, buying the hook to 10.
Okay.
And Commanders plus 8 against the Eagles.
Okay. So that's your parlay.
That's my parlay. I'm also going to take all those as straight bets.
Straight ups.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I like those, and coincidentally, I'm getting revenge.
Okay.
Much due revenge.
Much.
But, I mean, I'm batting 250 as far as parlays go on the show, which is pretty good.
Okay. More wisdom from Dylan and Bad Larry and Shea and Irving.
I mean, I think I'll bounce back.
That'll be coming up later on today at danpatrick.com. Thank you, Dylan.
See you guys.
All right. Yes, Paulie.
When Dylan walked in the room, because I can't see behind me, and he started talking, I thought his seat imitating him. I thought he wasn't in the room yet.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Yes.
The oldest looking and sounding 27-year-old you will
He's
find.
He's the best, man. I love that guy.
Funny guy. Chris Sims, Football Night in America, gets us ready for Packers-Lions coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.